Peace, love, and light. Thank you for tuning in and getting to it. Radio with your girl, Divine Revelation. And today we are going to be doing some poetry for our monthly poetry show. And I am going to be interviewing, she's a rebel. I didn't know what to call you, so I'm like, should I call her She's a Rebel or what? So she's going to share some of her poetry with us, and then we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what inspires her to do her art. Because, you know, a lot of people who write poetry, there's usually like a deeper underlying meaning behind what they've written. And I see it as some healing. It's a way to release. So introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are and what you do.
Peace, peace, everybody. Thank you so much for having me again. My name is She's a Rebel. That's my following. She's underscore Rebel. You can call me Rebel, but yes, my name is Nicole. I'm an open mic artist. I'm an entrepreneur. I am a mom. I am a visionary. Mini hats, trying to control them all.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Mini hats our black women wear. I love it.
I'm telling you.
So what is a piece or pieces that you will be sharing with us today?
So speaking of mini hats that our black women wear, I am going to share the struggle. This piece came from just being overwhelmed and tying it all in. I've always written I've been writing for a very long time, but I didn't know it was an art or something until I got older and broadened my horizons and began networking with people. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share this struggle. I wrote this back in 2018. So here I go. You don't know what my struggle is or what it's like to select outfits out the dirty clothes to wash it, to hold on to $10 for dear life, unsure my next dollar will come again. You don't know the power of anxiety that traps my mind to be hyper-vigilant about the what-ifs and any angles of a possibility. You don't know what my struggle is. You don't know what it's like eating butter sandwiches for days on end, wondering when my next real meal will come again. You don't know what it's like being confused on who to run to. Your crackhead mother, alcohol-infused aunt who only spoke of emotions and sobbed tears when liquor gave her courage to. Or your anti-emotional, non-conversational grandmother. Wait, which one? You choose. You don't know what my struggle is. You don't know what it's like to be accepted by personality yet rejected by emotion when I'm questioned with things like, why do you think this way? Why are you so deep? Why do you always ask why? Or judgment like you're crazy. The way you think isn't normal. All words of defeat, discouragement, any other word you can use to describe the feeling that left me with uncertainty. You don't know what it's like being torn between oppression and being black. Taught to be mad at the white man yet confused as to why we celebrate every commercialized holiday. It'd be like that. You don't know the struggle of being a parent, reserving a mental space called depression. Not even your own child can snap you out of that. Because the old you wants to self-medicate, self-inflict pain the way you used to. What comes with turning over a new leaf is your conscious mind starts to play tricks on you. You don't know what my struggle is. You don't know what it's like trying to keep it 100, wondering why people don't understand. In every negative, there's a positive too. Rebel.
Woo, girl. I got chill bumps listening to that. That right there is super, super deep. So tell us a little bit about what made you write that, because those words are really, really deep. And, you know, there's a lot of people that might be able to relate to some of the things that you were talking about. So what pushed you to do that? What state of mind were you in when you wrote that?
I think struggle, I'm going to take it from the middle paragraph of when I'm accepted by personality yet rejected by emotion. So for me, I try to remain positive and full of energy and full of life and exist in this thing called life. And people deal with you according to your behavior. So it's like, hey, she's bubbly. She's not affected. She has this, you know, open mind. I'm very outspoken. But it's like my core is hurt. You know what I mean? You don't know what my struggle is. And so for me, the struggle, I'm bringing you through a little timeline. One paragraph is about the struggle of anxiety. The next one's about, you know, some of my upbringing. You know, the next one's about parenting. Then the other one's just about my personality. So I got to a point with the struggle where I started feeling suffocated inside.
Ooh.
And when you start feeling suffocated inside, you know, everything ain't gotta come out. It started coming out. So writing struggle helped me really just acknowledge it. And instead of owning it in my mental space, I wrote it out. Wow. And these are the chapters, you know?
Wow, that is so powerful. There was something in there that you said about you don't know who to turn to. Do I turn to this person? Do I turn to that person? Tell me a little bit about what that was like for you experiencing that. Maybe you could read it a little bit because I can only catch little bits and pieces. Okay. But if you could just, you know, go over that piece one more time.
So that paragraph was, you don't know what my struggle is. Eating butter sandwiches for days on end, wondering when my next real meal will come again. You don't know what it's like being confused on who to run to. Your crackhead mother, your alcohol-infused aunt who only spoke of emotions and sobbed tears when a liquor gave her courage to, or your anti-emotional, non-conversational grandmother. You choose. So for that, eating butter sandwiches, as I remember, at one point in time, my mother did have temporary custody of us. That's what we ate.
Wow.
Bread and, like, that was always in the house, bread and butter. Like, the closest I'll get to that sandwich again is the grilled cheese. Like, it was really real. And so being confused, because that was a struggle in itself. And then, you know, my aunt who helped my grandmother raise me, I couldn't talk to her just anytime. I couldn't wait for her to get home and say, hey, let me talk to you about my day. It was, okay, when you're done from the liquor store, then we can talk. Wow. So you only connected with my emotions when the liquor gave you coverage to. You know what I mean? And then as I've gotten older, I see that, you know, yeah, my grandmother raised me, but I guess because of her strength and being passed down through her era, communication was not a factor. So she didn't show emotions. She wasn't communicative. So it's like, do I go to her still? But when I go to her, I got rejected because your anti-emotional, non-conversational grandmother. You know what I mean? So it was a chapter. It was a chapter, but it's all a part of my makeup into who Rebel is and who Nicole is.
That's huge. So what part do you feel like that has all played in where you are today? And when you noticed that those things played a part in, you know, maybe how you maneuvered through life?
I think that once I learned about alchemy, I also took on that silent title of being an alchemist. So I'm able to say, hey, I have these women that raised me from the Great Depression, the silent communicative era, and incorporating it into, you know, the new millennials and the new generations turning, as they're turning and changing. It allowed me to incorporate and really understand resiliency. So to be resilient, you know what I mean? So I have the strength of the elders also with their, you know, the struggle of them. And then I also have, like, you know what, that fierce I can do no matter what. You know what I mean? Because I didn't come from a family that's like, you know what, I can't do this, I'm depressed. Or I can't. It's like, no. You're a woman, you're a black woman, you got to keep going no matter what. So taking the two, you know,
that is so awesome.
Helps build a lot of resiliency. So no matter what blockage I hit, I'm yurtling over it.
That no is matter a beautiful, what. Beautiful thing. I love this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I know you have another poem that you want to share. So pick that poem. I mean, it's all going to be fire. I already know that. It seems to hit deep. So what you going to share with us next?
So I want to share Mother Quote, but then, so let me just say my disclaimer for the struggle. Some of the words that I did bleep and simultaneously, I guess, pause, those were cuss words. So I don't know if I can cuss. I'm like, I just struggled for a quick second.
No cursing, but you know, you did okay. Real good bleeping good, out. Good. You did real good bleeping good, out. Good.
Nice. Okay. Got it. And let me just say, the struggle also, it's not something that you can always see. What does a struggle look like?
Ooh.
A panhandler, those are stigmas and stereotypes. So, you know, a lot of what I mentioned is really an intangible struggle. They're internal, they're mental, they're emotional. Not physical. I wasn't starving with the butter sandwiches, y'all, but, you know, I was all right.
Ugh. I mean, you know, I liked how you talk about alchemy, too, because, you know, you also have taken that pain and transmuted it into art. And mm-hmm. so that's also a form of alchemy, and I think that's beautiful that you tie that all in together.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to mother quote. I'm just going to give it to you all raw. And then I guess we'll go into a conversation about it. Because I'm loud, I was told you're going to be just like your mother. Because I am the fighter, I was told you're going to be just like your mother. Because I had an opposition, I was told you're going to be just like your mother. And when I laugh, I heard you sound just like your mother. My genetic imagery was the epitome of my mother, the baby of four, wild and carefree. Second crack baby, yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. She who carries seven human beings perceived she to be the conceiver, never the caregiver, never the mother. Never raised me nor any of them, all yearning souls left in the world. All seven left for others' responsibility because she chose the crack route, and that isn't me. I never understood why they despised her, yet compared me. Since my position was preset to my mother's identity and it was beat upside my head mentally, why should I do anything differently? See, I thought about placing my brown lips to the crack pipe. I thought about placing one nostril over several white lines. I thought to myself, let me see what this high is all about. Let me venture out to see why she left us and ran to the crack house. Just to be with her, let me be her. See, Faith had a different path for me. My rebuttal is, I am a black-spirited visionary queen. I will fight now, just mentally. I will be loud for my higher consciousness to be heard and roar outside of me. I will not be silenced. I will continue to laugh. Wait, I will continue to laugh as I deserve to be happy. Do you see how I just turned every negative into positivity? I will outlive any barrier of who and what thought of me. Just doubt me. My agony is my testimony. My ambition is the strength that drives me. I am a rebel. I am not ashamed. I will not live up. I will not live up to any shadow that is not my name. I am not the same. I will use my pain to speak my truth. I am not to blame. I will not be her, nor the heroin addict who donated sperm to me. May he rest in peace. I will not become addicted to anything outside my purpose. What is it meant for me? I am too driven to fall victim to the life that was given to me, to the parents that birthed me, to the addictions that surrounded me, to the stereotypes that were placed on me, to the lack of higher consciousness who did not believe I can be anything other than either parent that never raised me. I will never understand how the epidemic made creating life irrelevant. See, stigmas will lead you to believe who you were never meant to be. Rebel.
Woo, girl, that's deep. I love that. Thank you. Such an amazing poem. Now, what I really appreciate about that is you talked a lot about what our parents' generations were struggling with.
Right.
And the crack epidemic was pretty huge. It was really big, and it definitely caught my mom, and it caught my dad as well.
Yes.
And so you reading that poem was amazing because I don't think people understand what we were going through and why we have this gap in the generations that we currently have. We have a gap, a communication gap, an understanding gap. And it's because a lot of our parents were doing drugs. They weren't there. They were absent. So they missed whatever information that their parents were supposed to be or trying to pass down to them because they were in that era of the drug era.
Right.
So let's talk about that poem. And I guess tell us about, you know, what pushed you to do that? What were you thinking and feeling?
So I was thinking that I wanted to tell my mother everything, why she hurt me, how I was just so angry. You know what I mean? So I wrote it out because I definitely know I have this assertive way of delivery, whether it's talking or, you know, trying to convey what I'm feeling. So, you know, and the ones we love, we really don't want to hurt their feelings. We don't want it to take things or what we feel the wrong way. And we want to be understood ultimately. And I feel like because of my anger, I wasn't able to control how I was going to deliver it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to deliver it how I felt. And I wanted you to feel how I felt. You know what I mean? So ultimately, Rebel, I was able to incorporate my writing and use it as a healthy outlet. So that's why I wrote it. That's why I write. But that drugs ruin my life. Like drugs ruin my life without me using them. You know what I mean? So that epidemic is real. That epidemic was raw. That epidemic had reproduced in you know, we are the subjects of that epidemic. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's raw. I wanted to tell her, like, you know, where you ultimately we're getting older, but there's seven people that you created that yearns for something, and we then became as children others' responsibility. So when we become others' responsibility by default because her mother took care of us, we get those backlashes, we get those angers, we get those malicious words said to us, you know what I mean? And we didn't choose, we didn't know, you know, so that epidemic, yeah, the epidemic was real. It was really real.
Yeah, it was real, and it hurts everyone. And it actually takes a lot for children of people who are or were addicted to drugs to heal, to know who they are, you know, because they have that separation from the parent that made them, that gave them life, you know, that helped to create who they are.
Right.
We have like it's all good. We have this, we were missing something. So our journey is a lot longer than what theirs were.
Right.
And, you know, I can definitely relate when you say, you wanted to pick up a pipe and figure it out too.
Yeah.
There
why
was a
not?
Point where it was like, let me see what made her go this route.
Let me see what this high is all about.
How could you be gone for years, months, days, weeks at a time?
Right.
Come back, see your kids, and then leave and go do it all over again. You know, and being born addicted to the drug is a tough pill to swallow too.
Yes, it is. It is. Especially when you come out as we came out as my grandmother said shaken babies. So, you know, I don't know if that's the right verbiage to use, but that's what I've been always told. So we came out addicted, you know, and there's stigmas on, you know, children that come out addicted. You're not going to be this. You're not going to do that. You're not going to be able to function, so on and so forth.
Right.
You know, and for me, I beat that, but I fell into my own, you know, isolated areas of different addictions, you know, not necessarily that type of drug from her or my father, but I fell into my own addictive ways, my own addiction, my own guilty pleasures, you know. But I feel like I can only be raw, like your outlet is supposed to be healthy,
right?
You know what I mean? So I can only be raw in my outlet, and now it's like I'm being vulnerable and giving it to the world, and people feel what I'm saying because they live with it internally. They just don't express it verbally. So I'm a rebel. I got to do it different. I'm giving the world all of it. You know?
I love that. I love that because a lot of people, like you said, they don't express it verbally and they don't have an outlet in which to put this stuff into. And so just to know that, you know, you're writing this poetry and you're sharing your story, that's a beautiful thing because you're allowing them to relate to you. You know, a lot of people don't feel like anybody else knows what they're going through. But this is powerful, and I can't wait until the book comes out, right? You're going to do a book, right?
I'm working on a book. The first is going to be Letters to My Daughter.
Nice.
But the poetry's coming. I'm a little nervous, but, you know, it's coming. And, you know, everybody doesn't know. Like I said, I've been writing for a long time, so I've always journaled. I think the oldest journal I have is from 98. I never thought about it being an outlet. So as time goes on, you get wiser, you get older, you come into, you know, connections with more people. It's like, oh, you have something. I'm like, wait, I've been doing this all my life. I got what? And I just, you know, and the words just flow, I guess. Like, a part of me is lyrically inclined, but they just always flow. So
that's
I use it as a healthy outlet, but it's raw and it's real. So my poetry is a line of my journey. It's my story in pieces.
Awesome.
So some people, like you said, not everybody will verbalize it. So sometimes when I'm performing, people want to follow me. They like, what's your following? I want to stay in and not that you're living vicariously through me, but now they found an outlet.
Yeah.
Like she said it. Yup, mom, I told you this how I felt.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like that right there is what I meant to say to you. I just didn't know how to word it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I've been eating butter sandwiches too. Like, why not tell people? Like, it's okay to be vulnerable. You know what I mean? So it's been good. I'm surprised at myself sometimes because the truth be told, I don't invite my family to my events.
Now, that's an insider. That's an insider now publicly told secret. But I don't, because it's like, this is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my experience. So it's like, well, you know, Nana, I don't want you to be mad, but when I was younger, this is how I was feeling. You know what I mean? I'm just learning how to put it in words.
Yeah.
And we've all grown, you know, but it's my truth. So that's, you know, a silent secret. But now it's like, you know what? I'm getting more comfortable in my craft. I'm getting more comfortable utilizing writing as an outlet, and I'm definitely becoming more transparent because of it. So I'm like, you know what, all is welcome, my family, everybody, you know. So
I love that. You know, talking about the crack era makes me think about Tupac and Prophecy, because that era helped to create a generation of prophetic people, you know. Because I feel like our generation, we're into speaking the truth. And I feel like, you know, the Tupacs and the Biggies, they paved the way. And I highlighted Tupac because he went more deep into his life and the struggle that he had with his mom. And his mom, you know, being addicted to the drugs and his dad and things like that. So that's why I mentioned Tupac. But we are prophets. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it's important that we continue to share this. And I thank you so much for coming on and sharing your art with us. Thank you for being a prophetess.
Thank you. I've heard that one or two times. I'm still Googling, so you know.
Yes. I mean, because a prophet is basically a person who is able to see the world from the inside and is not afraid to speak about the truth that they find. Really? You know, yes. A lot of people think prophet means that we're telling the future. And it doesn't necessarily mean that. It means that we are taking shit from the... Oh, excuse my language. We are taking, I'm going to have to bleep that out. We are taking stuff from the past, and we're able to look at what it has done to us now in this moment.
Okay.
So that's basically what it is. And yes, you are a prophet. You know, you are telling people that this is what happened in that generation, and this is how I internalized it for all of these 30 plus years.
Right.
You know, so you are now.
Don't tell my age.
Well, I'm telling my age. Well, thank you so much. Can you tell the people, if they would like to contact you, where they could find you?
So, yeah. So, again, my stage name is She's_Rebel. You can find me on Instagram. I think Instagram is all I really have. I'm very active on Instagram. I'm definitely active on DMs. So, if I'm being messaged, you know, I'm definitely responsive. Right now, I'm currently rolling out The Brown Table. That's TBT, The Brown Table on Facebook, so you can follow it. We're also going to do live recordings, and stay tuned for a curriculum with that. But She's a Rebel. I mean, you can even put in She's_Rebel on Google, and all my social media will pop up. But definitely, it was a blessing to have an outlet, which is you, to allow us our voice and to allow it to resonate with people and let them know there's Intuit Radio that you can listen. You know, it's like, this is music.
Yeah.
This is music right here. You know what I mean? So it's definitely different. It's definitely different. I'm glad you're incorporating it. And I'm going to be on air a little bit more often. But yes. Yeah, She's_Rebel. And just follow me, inbox me. Search up The Brown Table, leave us a message, so on and so forth. But I appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Take a step back with that smoke. Acting like somehow you grown. You ain't grown. You ain't grown. You fell in love with your vices. All that I showed you was kindness. Rather be your own than honest. Honest.
Bet you wish you didn't mess up.
Bet you wish you didn't.
come back when I'm on my come up. Like I'm gonna let you hit it. You ain't gonna hit this. Oh, nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah. Who do you think you are? You're the same as you were when you walked out the door. It don't work anymore on me.
I think it's really your pride. You not expressing what you feel inside. Girl, I don't know what you trying to hide. You say that you love me, that shit was a lie. You wanna show me that you're independent. You're good on your own, okay, baby, I get it. I'm stressing you out and that's not my intention. Your new shit, gon' have to wait till I'm finished.
Why you looking at me sideways? See you in a different headspace. Why you rubbing me the wrong way? It's a little too late. Whoa, 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 hold up. Right before you call me, hold up. Before you call me, hold up. Right before you text me, hold up. Right before you hit me, put the pause on it, hit the brake on it. Whoa, whoa, hold up.
You say you don't want me, but I know you capping. This shit overlapping, it already happened. Break up for the moment, I know where it's going. A rip in our bond, but we already sewing. We get back together, we rougher than ever. But we are still young and I know it get better. Ain't trying to be freaky, but who make you wetter? That thing make me stay home like I'm on a tether. Whoa, 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 whoa. Take a step back with that smoke. Acting like somehow you grown. You ain't grown, you ain't grown. You fell in love with your vices. All that I showed you was kindness. Rather be on one than honest. Honest.
The trigger you brought me to an obstructive view when you knew the picture was bigger. Who am I kidding? Knew from the beginning you'd ruin everything. You do it every time. You are my enemy, you are no friend of mine. No. You motherfucking right, you motherfucking right, I'm bitter. You motherfucking right, I'm triggered. You motherfucking right, I wanna right now. I just turned the lights out now. And you know when the sun go down, that's when it would all go down. Been a minute, been a while. Ain't nobody hit it since you with it. You know you always know what to do with it. But it on me and you without you in it. Damn, I'm about to burn this bitch down. Think I need to lie down. Cause I'm not trying to wild out now. But right now, don't know what I'm capable of. Might f*** around and go crazy on cuz. Around after pay me in blood. This ain't the way that you want it. Might catch a case of chips and don't let me catch you face to face in the chips. Trying my hardest not to disrespect you. After what you did, man, what you expected. You motherfucking, you motherfucking right. You motherfucking right, I'm bitter. You motherfucking right, I'm triggered. You motherfucking right, I'm trying to let the time fly. Tryna let the time go by. Tryna let the time heal all. Tryna let the time kill all of our memories. All you meant to me. All that history. All that's history. I'll calm down eventually. Fall back eventually. Please call me back eventually. Fall back into me, yeah. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I don't know what happened. You know all of my bad habits. You know what's hard for me to control that sh- man. Cause when I get mad, I get big mad. Shoulda never did that, get back. About to feel the wrath of a menace in my bag. And my feelings, I'm a bad little bitch, you know. I'm triggered when I see your face. Triggered when I hear your name. Triggered, I am not okay. You need to stay out my way. Triggered when I see your face. Triggered when I hear your name. Triggered, I am not okay. You need to stay out of my way. You need to
to stay out of my way. Yeah. You need to stay out of my way.
What up, though? What up, though? We are back at Get Into It Radio. It's your girl, Divine Revelation. What up, though? Oh, my goodness. If you know me, you already know that that is my jam. That song that we just played is Jhené Aiko, and that song is called Trigger. I know some of us get a little triggered sometimes, you know, in personal relationships. All right, so now we are back, and we are here with Blackbird, who is going to share some of her poetry with us. And I know that she has two pieces that she wanted to share today. So, Blackbird, whenever you're ready, you can start off with the poem of your choice.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you again for having me. I really appreciate this. I've been trying to get on this radio show for a long time.
I'm glad you're here, girl.
Hey. We finally got here. We finally did it. All right. So the first one that I'm going to do is called The Introduction. So I know that you were expecting me to stay like this, right? Be stagnant. Low self-esteem, a failure, right? But I am sorry to inform you that I don't care. I really don't care. Spill it out and maybe you'll understand, understand, overstand, whatever you choose. Just please step aside while I go reach for my greatness. A scorned yet strong queen. Readjusting my crown, please. Excuse me. I've been pushed by some envious people trying to block my vision with their negativity. Please, excuse me. I've been shot with a gun by some toxic people trying to kill my vision with their words. So, please, give me a sec to fix my crown. Confidence, persistence, consistency. These three words all describe me. My name is Blackbird for a reason, because I came from a life that was filled with thorns. That's why my wings look so torn. Because I spent many days trying to fly over the cuckoo's nest, dealings with culture vultures, trying to change me, a sweet and gentle me, into a bittersweet and aggressive me. But I fly. And I fly. I keep trying, so I fly and I fly. Though it's hard, I keep flying. My wings are so torn, but I fly and I fly. I keep flying, trying to reach the sky, to touch God. Because I have to break free. Trying to ignite the goddess in me. Break free from this tradition that's holding me back. Break free from this religion that's setting me back. Break free from the generational curses that's keeping me back. Because I just have to break free. I have to break free. I have to break free. With this broken wing, I can fly. I can fly. I can fly. I can fly. Now that I am flying, I'm flying. Nothing can bring me down. I am now unreachable. Now that I've had time to fix my crown. Hi, my name is Blackbird, and I'm free. I am your queen. Thank you.
Woo! Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Power. That was so much power. I love that.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that? I love that. That was fire. Can you tell me a little bit about what pushed you to write that? Because that was a very deep piece.
I've been trying for a long time on how can I express how I'm really feeling and what I'm really going through, but in a poetic way. And it was difficult trying to get there. So usually what I do is I'm a Pisces, and so I'm a very visionary person. Mm. And dreams are very important to me. Dreams or words that come to my mind, I just like, okay, obviously, I've learned over time, like, these are messages that are coming from God. Ooh, so, okay.
Power.
So I make sure, like, so it came to me. It came to me in a way that I was really excited about it, and I was like, all right, it was in my mind, so I'm like, okay, good. I like how this is going in my mind right now, so let me write it down. And then once I started writing, then it just flowed from there. And I literally finished it probably less than, like, 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, but it took months, though. Like, it took months to try to get there, though, like, mentally. Mm-hmm. Mentally, mm-hmm. It took months, but yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. To write something for you to be stern in it within 20 minutes, you know it's real.
Yes.
There's no changing this. This is how I feel, and yep. This is it. And this, I think that's what makes it so perfect. I mean, there was times where I thought it was over, and then you hit me with something else. I was like, yes, girl. Adjust that crown. Yes. Fly free. Yes.
Thank you. That's amazing. I appreciate it. And be strong and protect your children from this whole craziness that's going on in this world. And you gotta stay level-headed. Like, you have to stay level-headed. Trust me.
Yep.
All the BS that I've been through in my life, I'm only 30 years old, and I've seen way more than I'm pretty sure the average 40-some, 50-some-year-old have seen.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm only 30, so.
Wow. Might I add, you look amazing for 30.
Thank you. Now.
No crack.
Yes, that's Zari Cole. You know what I'm saying? Zari Cole, shout out to Claire Lyrics. She has she's a herbalist. She has this skin product called Zari Cole.
Okay.
So you can find her on Instagram as well as the website. I think it's Zari. It's Zari.co.
Awesome.
Can definitely find that on Instagram.
Yes.
And she'll give you the website after that.
Oh, that's so
good. You can tell her Blackbird sent you, because that stuff is good.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So is it like some facial care products?
Yeah.
Skincare?
Yes.
Okay.
So what she has like this bundle called, she has this thing come out like called the Glow Box.
Ooh.
So it's like a bundle that you get. And what comes with it is a toner.
Okay.
A rose water Ooh. Toner, and then there's like a lavender one, and then it has like the black soap. It has this oatmeal bath herbs that's in there, where you just pour it in the bath water.
What?
Yes, girl. Uh-huh. And then there's this like cream that she uses, this turmeric mask that you use for like facial cleansing.
Ooh.
The coconut sugar scrub. Oh my God, that stuff is so, it exfoliates the scrub, the coconut scrub.
Yeah.
It exfoliates your skin so deep. I'm just
in love with it.
Yes, you need it.
Ooh, girl, I can't wait till we talk after this.
Listen, it will enhance your life, improve your life. You're just
she said empower
you every day. Like, I mean, of course, the turmeric mask and the sugar scrub, you can only use it like twice a week, but everything else you can use daily, and it's just amazing.
Oh my gosh, do y'all hear these secrets this woman is dropping? Her face looks amazing. Okay, so y'all should listen to your girl. Okay,
yes,
so
yes.
We're gonna take a small break, and when we come back, Blackbird is going to share some of her poetry with us.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you guys for tuning in to Get Into It Radio with your girl Divine Revelation on 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio.
Let's get it.
And then Blackbird is going to share with us her last piece of poetry before we head out.
Sweet.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in again. You're listening to Get Into It Radio on WBCA LP 102.9 FM Boston. And the song I'm about to play for y'all is a song I've been playing the heck out of. I really enjoy listening to this song. It's by Terry Borderline, Power. And also that first song that I put on was also Terry Borderline. The name of that song was True That.
Hey, I know Terry Borderline. I met him.
Oh my God, isn't he amazing?
Yes.
Him and his fiance.
And his fiance, oh my,
powerful.
Her fiance, of course, like, She's really awesome.
She is an awesome woman. Yes. Shout out to all of this Black power. Yes. And I just want to remind everybody, support your local artists because they really need you to back them. They really need you to behind them. And also, you know, the people that are, you know, out here and they're really blowing up with this music thing. The people that we already know and love, the Beyoncés and the Jay-Z's, yeah, they're great and everything. But the real hunger is from the people in the hood, like the people that you know. So support your local artists, guys.
Right.
All right, so here goes power.
I just come from the poorest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, legal or illegal.
Black cop, black power when the lights beam. Black power, get it like me. What? Black power, let your slaves free. Nah, no mask, they don't like me. Black power when the lights beam. Black power, get it like me. What? Black power, let your slaves free. Black power, no mask, they don't like me. Don't cut me off a simple energy reciprocal. Shots ain't subliminal, you parasitic symbiote. I don't need your videos, you cancel like a Casino. Hustle at your studio, promo any of these shows. Everybody didn't go, fuck what you didn't know. Your radio, your patio, your MC. Say adios, break your skull and bones from my adios. Cardio, even take shots at your mama though. Vominos, till the numbers click like the dominoes. To a head, I don't need your head to catch a body though. Tongue was ready to win, never needed a chin. Swear on my chin, chin, if I ever see him again, I'm putting him in a pin. Put his blood in my pen, put his friend in a pen, and dispose their bodies in lint. Blow the ash in the wind, woo! Niggas coming with toasters. I'm looking at you promoters. As white as the snow is colder. Feel like you're looking older. Smack the world off your shoulder. Don't need to be held by quotas. Motors older than motors. Molded by Motorola's. No codes or morals. Demoted, promote. Don't even show up. I see the swine in you. Islamic. Don't mind what you still eating. Won't die what you still living. Won't die what you ain't lied. Cause I would you. You are just my issue. You rappers are bad tissue. Wiping my ass. Would you black out? Black power when the lights beam. Black power, get it like me, boy. Black power, let you slaves free. Nah, no master don't like me. Black power when the lights beam. Black power, get it like me, boy. Black power, let you slaves free. Black power, no master don't like me. Black power when the lights beam. Black power, get it like me, boy. Black power, let you slaves free. Black power, no master don't like me. Black power when the lights beam. Black power, get it like me, boy. Black power, let you slaves free. Nah, no master don't like me.
All of you chumps are gonna bow when I whoop him. All of you, I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Black cap. Black cap. Black cap. Black cap. Black.
Oh my goodness, that was Power by Terry Borderline. I absolutely enjoy that song. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How that song make you feel, sis? I love it.
Crazy. It was crazy. I was like listening to every word that he was saying, and just especially the Muhammad Ali clip.
Part,
that was Muhammad Ali, right?
Yes.
I was like, yep, he's definitely showing off Black people for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes, a great representation. Yes. I'm from the South, so it's like,
yes.
No.
Since that where was you from? It.
I was born in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Grew up as a teenager, though, in Fort Lauderdale. But as my childhood was mainly in California, Los Angeles, Inglewood, California.
Inglewood!
Some from the West, some from the South. And now I'm up here.
Nice. So long. How long have you been here?
In Boston, 2011.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So my daughter pretty much grew up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then my son was born here. I didn't even know that.
Of course, nobody knows.
From Englewood. Learn something new every day. Yes. I love this.
Yep.
Okay, so for your next poem, what is the title of that? And, you know.
So this poem is called Journey. Ooh. And it's actually going to be the last poem that I wrote, even though I'm still writing poems, but like right now I'm working on an album right now, a poetry album, and so this poem was like the last one that I was able to complete, get it finished, and be able to add it on to the album as well, you know, as well as the other poems that I have. So
wow, awesome. Because the name
of the album is going to be called "Welcome to My Journey," and so I called this poem "Journey" to kind of like a cap, like just cap it off.
Nice. I love this.
So yeah.
All right, ready when you are.
Okay. All right, let's go. Journey. I don't have all the answers, but I do have love and integrity, dignity, intuitive. I've had dirt thrown at me. My third eye been blinded for a while, but when I opened my mind with literature, I began to position my body so it can learn how to stand tall. Once I've done that, I clean myself up. And with the dirt that was once connected to me, I'm now planting three seeds. With these holy trinity seeds, while being nurtured and loved, it will flourish to a lifetime of abundance, to generational wealth and health. Happiness and freedom will be left behind with my legacy. The end.
I love, love, love that.
I wanted it to be short because a lot of my other poems are like long. So I'm like, let me just do a short one, just kind of catch them off guard real quick.
I love that. That was an amazing poem.
Thank you.
I love that. You know, being on a journey is something that's so tender. And I guess to be on a journey, to know and to say I'm on a journey, is to say that I am aware of myself. To say I am here, I am awake.
Right.
And that's super powerful.
Right.
So what headspace were you in? I mean, clearly you're on a journey. You were going through that.
I just wrote it, I think, a few weeks ago. Mm. And it was doing... What inspired it was a picture, a photo shoot that I did. I don't know if it's okay to say this. It's not a curse word, but
okay.
Smoking.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I smoke marijuana. I smoke weed.
Okay.
I think everybody else does.
Medicine.
So it was. Thank you. It was a photo shoot that I was doing where I was like lighting up a blunt. And it was a beautiful picture of me, and I had on like a robe on, and so it was just the picture, like just looking at it, kind of just like just inspired me to write that. Because it was like just looking at myself, the circumstances that I'm going through right now, the trauma I'm going through right now, but looking at that picture, even while in the midst of this chaos and craziness going around, it's like, I'm okay. I'm at peace. Mm. Like, I see I'm really at peace right now.
Yes.
I'm very at peace and just learning more about who I am as a person, who Isabel is, who is Blackbird, and who's Izzy. So I find that I have three different...
Yes.
I have three different characteristics about me. And I named them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us because a lot of us are going through so much and we don't know how to express that.
Right.
Excuse me, y'all. I didn't put my phone on silent. But I love how you explained that and how you put that out there. And thank you for sharing that you're going through something too.
Of course.
Thank you because, you know, I feel like the more that each and every one of us, you know, show that vulnerable side of ourselves, I feel like it makes it easier for someone else to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's super powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem. Thank you for giving me the space to express myself. So I really appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for this radio show.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I plan to do this again next month. So I hope everybody that's tuning in right now will also tune in next Thursday to listen to our show because we have some amazing people who are moving mountains in our community and doing different things.
Yep, that's true.
And so I want everyone to hear some of the amazing things that's happening in our own city, you know, really listen to each other, because we're all going through something, whether it's the same thing or whether it's something different. We're all going through something. And when it comes to Village, you listening to the radio, this is Building Village. You're getting incredible information. You know, you're hearing people's story. And it's all meant in order for us to continue to grow together as people.
Right, exactly.
So I had another artist that was going to come in, and I don't think she's going to make it. So I'm going to share a piece with everybody tonight. I only shared this one other time. I wrote it a while ago, and I don't know. I didn't like it. And then I came back and I started reading again. I was like, oh, wow. Like, when I wrote this, I wasn't even aware of what I was writing, you know, at the time. And so
that's usually what happens.
Right?
That's usually what happens. Then you look back like, dang.
Right. Exactly. And so I'm going to share this piece with you guys. And this piece is called I Am Heaven and I Am Hell. I am heaven and I am hell. I am heaven because I can love without limits and weather the storms. I am hell because that same love then becomes the storm that'll dismantle whatever illusion that you're living in. When I inhabit that pureness that gratefully presents itself into my spirit and my avatar fully encompasses the love of the universe, I lose control. I submit then to nature's call, whether it be in the darkness or the light. I open up my heart center and it beats like the Congo drums from my ancestors' native country. It beats like the drums of the Native Americans as they danced and harmonized as one with the universe. She bleeds love and she loves from the core. My blood rushes through my veins and instantly my arms fling open, my bosom held high. I am ready to hold my children. I hear my children screaming out for me at night as I allow myself to be influenced by the moon, and under complete submission, I tune in. I hear Mama loud and clear as she whispers. I feel the pain she feels in her core. That is Mother Earth, the pain from the fearful state of her children. The fear that sweeps across the nation when a beautiful black prince has been murdered by the pigs in the blankets. The conditioned fear that sends a young white savage into schools where they murder dozens and their actions are justified. Mama weeps every time her children do not have the opportunity to receive justice on this realm. She knows that a soul cannot move on with hate and malice attached and weighing them down. Jesus wept because his words had fallen on deaf ears, and he knew that God's children had already fallen into a deep sleep. Into a deep slumber of judgment, shame, denial, and most importantly, separation. Separation from the sweet silence within, where communing with the source was once second nature. They had forgotten. We all have forgotten. The veil is being lifted, and again we will rejoice. As we nurture Mama Earth, Mama responds, wake up from your slumber, children. Wipe your eyes and clear the confusion and illusion that keep you from loving me. Clear your hearts and minds and allow me to rebuild your cellular structure. Prepare your mind to understand that in order to understand, your heart must be open. Become one again, my children. Step into the darkness or else you will never recognize your light. Understand that you are not your pain. Your pain is your motivation. You are now illuminated. No longer marginalize yourself. It is time to be still. And that is I Am Heaven and I Am Hell.
That was amazing. I love that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I wrote this, I believe, right after I had come out of a meditation.
Yeah.
And this was about maybe like a year ago. At the time, I had been going through a lot of stuff with my kid's dad. And, you know, we were like slowly detaching ourselves from each other.
Right.
And, you know, I found that I needed some peace. And so, I don't know, this just came out of me after that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that people are hurting within themselves and they don't know how to sometimes address that hurt and pain, and so it shows up as something different. And a lot of times I feel like we run from that dark part of ourselves.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, it's best to embrace that, you know, that darkness that you're going through, because if you try to mask it, you're just going to put a Band-Aid on it and it's just going to come out some other time.
Yeah.
And maybe an uglier, you know, space.
Exactly. Yep.
And so, you know, when I'm in a dark space, I go right into it. You know. Sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes it hurts other people. Sometimes it's hurting myself. It can hurt whoever.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to, and we all have to express ourselves,
right.
You know, however it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why I'm very understanding towards other people, because I recognize and accept that about myself, you know. So
yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. You know, is there anything that you wanted to say or leave the people with?
Me?
Yes.
Some of me?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Love yourself.
Mm.
Learn yourself.
Ooh, yes.
Like, really understand, figure out what your likes, dislikes, what you don't, you know, what you don't respect, what your boundaries are. Like, set your boundaries.
Because
I know a lot of times, like, when I just turned 30. I'm about to be 31.
Okay.
And I, you know, of course, I've had my own place since I was, like, 19. But I understand, like, when you're in your 20s, you're still immature. You still don't quite understand what your purpose is in life.
Mm.
Some figure it out early, some don't. Like me, for example, it was a bit struggle, but I always knew that I loved writing. That I know. And I just started to believe in myself, like, okay, just, I've been saying yes, I'm a poet, but never actually believed it and lived as if I was one.
Oof.
So that is, if you have a dream, you don't have to wait for a day to do it. Like, why don't you choose this day today to do it? You know,
yes,
to like,
girl.
You know,
yes.
And then just understand what the business behind it, you know, of all of it is, because a lot of people, okay, this is the stereotype thing that I'm noticing, that I've been recognizing for years, but now it's even more, you know, mind-blowing. I don't really see much respect given to the arts.
Ooh.
As well as the entertainment.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter, even if it's with Beyonce, Jay-Z, you know, These people like TMZ and Shade Room, all those other stuff, as well as the local, it pushes the local artist away, because they feel like, oh man, I gotta be like this, or gotta do this a certain way in order to get recognized. No, because if you really watch the documentaries with, I was watching this documentary with Beyonce, Homecoming, bro, like, the woman has 3 babies, twins, and she's still working, going on stage, going to rehearsals and all this stuff. And it's like, you need to understand the business behind it.
Mm.
It takes time to get all of these fantasies that everybody loves. It takes time to put that together.
Ooh, yes.
And if you don't want to, you know, do the work, then you're wasting your time, and you're wasting actual real artist time that really want to do it and actually putting the time in.
Absolutely.
You're wasting their time, and then you're also disrespecting them too, and it's not cool. That's not cool at all. And this is why I love being around people like Terry Borderline, his fiance Sassy, Eva Davenport, the Soul Woman.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Bay, it's Kia. Like, listen, and music. They're out here.
Yeah.
We're out here. Even the Crumpers.
Yes.
Even the Crumpers. Shout out to all the Crumpers. And Ferna, hey, how you doing, girl?
Whoop, whoop. Shout out.
And Ferna, that's Makeda, if y'all don't know.
Yes.
I know,
yes.
I just said your real name. Oops.
No,
yes.
You know, that is awesome. And I'm
out here.
I'm excited that you said that. I'm glad that you opened up the conversation to that, because that is super important. When you're out here putting in work, like, people are out here hustling.
Yeah.
And I don't think people understand what that means. Hustling, a lot of the times, I mean, you're not getting paid.
Yep.
A lot of the times, you're paying to, you're paying into your dream.
There you go.
And a lot of people hop on a scene automatically expecting things to just fall into their lap.
Exactly.
They feel like because one person got it, they should also have it as well.
Right. And it's like you have to work for this.
Before Jay-Z and Beyonce were who they were, they started off somewhere.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They were local artists too. Yes, they were local artists. Their moms was putting money behind them. Their hoods, you know, whoever was putting money behind these artists.
Right.
It took a long time. You pay into things before you actually get paid for them.
Exactly.
And that can take decades for people.
Yep.
And so when you say respect local artists, that's important. Respect them because they're doing things in order, sleepless nights, you know, out here with your kids, you know what I'm saying? Or missing time with your kids.
A lot of us are parents, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of us out here are parents.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yep. And having children should not stop your dreams.
Thank you.
It should not stop your dreams.
Thank
you. Should
you
still be able to have your kids and keep going.
There you go.
And, you know, one thing that I respect about moms or dads or whoever is the ability to keep going no matter what you're going through.
Exactly.
Because, again, parenting is hard. I mean, just being out here alone is hard.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, respect your local artists because you never know what's pushing them or what's driving them. This is art to us.
Yeah.
You know, this is really our lives that we're putting into art. It might not be something as visual, but listen to what we're saying.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Take that in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just, you know, I hope it's educational for you all.
There you go.
That's
all we want is just to educate. And I've heard a lot of the artists and just give them a chance. That's all.
Yes.
Just give us a chance. And it's not all of us are saying things that are vulgar or, you know, degrading women or anything like that. But I noticed that a lot of us out here are just sharing our story. And yes, some of them may have women that hurt them in the past. It's out here. Like, there are women that hurt men too. So,
you know,
I mean, I was one of them, but I kind of fixed it. I mended that relationship with that person, so I'm all set.
Yeah.
But, it's just about respect and love, love for the arts and love for the person itself behind the art.
Oh, my God.
So.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Blackbird, for joining. It was a pleasure. I hope we could do this again.
Absolutely.
Guys, please tune in every Thursday to Get Into It Radio, okay? We are on air at 7 p.m. every single Thursday. If you would like to be a part of the show, you can feel free to reach out to me at 774-473-9881. You could call to be a part of the show if you have some music to share, if you want to talk about community events or any work that you're doing, or if you just want to talk about your business, or even if you just have a topic, you can reach out to me again at 774-473-9881. And I also want to talk a little bit about, well, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to let you guys know that if you're trying to work on your public speaking skills, there is a Toastmasters group that meets up every Thursday at 12 noon, and we meet at Blarney Stone. It's a perfect opportunity for you to practice your public speaking skills and to get feedback from that. So if there's any artists out there that are interested in that, or if you're just looking for some personal development for yourself in your own business, check us out. We would love to have you. It's a team of people who are all trying to reach the same goal. We're here to support one another. All right, so before I head out, I am going to play a song by Oompa. And this
Oompa! Woo woo!
Shout out to Oompa.
Yes.
We're going to play a song by Oompa, and I think I'm going to play Deserve That and Take Me Back.
Yes. I got so excited. I'm like a big kid.
I love it. Yes. I love it. Get excited for your local artist. That's how we need to
that's
do
Oompa,
it.
Bro. That's Oompa. That's Oompa. That's Oompa.
That's Oompa. Here we go. Oompa deserved that.
Brown girl, thick waist with a smile up on my face. Tell them I deserve that. The house on the hill, savings well above a mil. Tell them I deserve that. I see my name up in lights, run around like Tyson. And I bite like them when they earn that. This black girl joy, when they tell you you ain't worth it cause they don't know how to hurt you, you deserve that, baby. This for the black girls and the brown.
ones. For the never late, the class girls and the ratchets. To the hustlers and the hoes, busting tables, CEOs. To the trans women, paying women, gender not conforming. To the women who persist in shopping in the men department. When the world assists the normal, tell the world you know you poppin'. Hey, now get your racks like Serena. Or get high like Rihanna. Bring your house like Queen Latifah. Ain't got a thing like a shout out to Tiana though. And you not gotta mention my Beyonce. Swear if I ever see her, no, it's not sale. Hey, world, you better watch it. If you petty and you know it, clap your hands. If you petty and you know it, clap your hands. If you petty and you know it, then you ain't afraid to show it. You don't need permission, girl. Go ahead and get it. Treat labels like caskets. If you press for it, then you can have it. You could ask about me. Guess you ain't know. How you ain't know by now? It's lights out. Your magic, magic. Hey.
Tired of pouring out questions over all these blessings. Now I take a shot so I can drown all the stress. And I was pent up with aggression, pent into depression. Thank you and myself for soaking up possessions. Tell my sister she's 50, not a victim. Same goes for my independent
I'm thinking of that.
I break about this whole system. I know you got to grind. You got to listen, you deserve that. Screaming loud so they heard that. Used to drive rap for wishing that I had more. Now when I'm on a hunt, I've been moving like a jaguar. Used to make whole lot like of couches. Tell them the words that be coming out their mouth. You know they still insult in the drought. You drive, I strive. We can make it like a mission.
Let some rap go,
even really got a transmission. Good luck.
Tell them I deserve that. The house on the hill, savings well above a mil. Tell them I deserve that. I see my name up in lights, ran around like Tyson. And I bite like them when they earn that. This is black girl joy. When they tell you you ain't worth it, cause they don't know how to hurt you, you deserve that, baby. Tell them I deserve that. Tell them I deserve that.
You deserve that.
Tell them I deserve that.
You deserve that.